This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. Yeah!
That's it, we did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, party into the weekend. We are going to do some organic brunch, lunch, and I'm already there. I'm already hungry, Super Don. I know it's not the weekend officially yet, but it just kind of feels like it. I just got that feeling it's going to be a wonderful weekend.
You're already thinking about food.
I am, because you know, right? I have this homestead tour and organic brunch, lunch, and I'm going to be live broadcasting. And everybody check out the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan put everything there for you to see it. And she's here, and she's doing Freshman Friday, maybe a double dose. So all kinds of heaping helpings going on here.
Right on. So what are we talking about today for Freshman Friday?
I don't know. Check the notes and tell me. Get back to me.
Okay, I'll get back to you.
Hey, you know what? Let's ask the star of Freshman Friday, our millennial assistant producer, social engineering,
yay!
Or is it social media engineer, Captain Morgan.
Yay!
Don't
lump me in with the social engineers.
Yeah.
I'll get hate mail.
I caught myself there, but do you feel the love?
I'm feeling all of the love. Thank you.
We miss you every time you're not here, just so you know.
Valentine's love.
Yes. So if we ever make fun of you...
Well, I already know... I know Super Don has something in his back pocket for later about millennials and their many issues. So.
Oh, I was just joking about this. Is like the behind the scenes inside joke that people aren't hearing, but I was just joking.
Yeah, well,
I was just joking.
You might be until we actually talk about it on the air, because we can't. She's defending all millennials. Actually, she's not. She's honest and self-effacing about the millennial generation. And again, that's all the more reason to love and appreciate her too. So that's why we all get along, even though sometimes you think that, we're getting beat up by her because we're old. No. She really is nice to us too. So, where do you want to go? Because like I said, we got this awesome, it's sort of like a farm tour, but it's not really a farm. It's like a homestead, trying to teach people how to grow food on their own land property, whether it's big or little, to kind of sustain themselves. And hopefully, like I like to do, teach others to do the same or better.
Yeah, if you guys get a chance, listeners in the audience, make sure to check out their website. They've got a really great Instagram, and their focus is to plant a new seed every day, and to teach other people, like you said, to do the same in, you know, little pots in the kitchen or, you know, in your backyard, whatever that looks like for you. So making farming really doable, which is awesome, because I just watched this video earlier this week and I really want to talk about it. And I feel super fortunate that I have the expert of all things green, healing, and growing, the RSB, answer all of my many questions about this issue.
Right. Yeah. My mom says I have a green thumb. I joke about this because I feel confident and comfortable, obviously, talking about all kinds of healing and getting into immune issues and cellular biology and stuff that's fun for me as an egghead. I still have a lot to learn about growing food. I mean, I got a natural inclination. I think ultimately we all have a little bit of that within us. We've got to unleash it. But it's fun for me because it's an area where I've got a lot of growth to do. And I'm excited when I'm growing and learning and engaged in new things. It's not like we just rest on our laurels and just do the same thing all of the time. And Super Don says, Robert, get off your butt. You've got to do something new. I love doing something new. I love being challenged. So, Captain Morgan, what is it that's on your mind related to this?
Well, the video that I watched, which I will link up in the show notes, was on the show podcast Louder with Crowder, who markets himself as kind of a libertarian millennial, and he talks a lot of politics and social issues on his show, and he likes to bring on people that he can disagree with and debate. And his latest victim was Lier Keith, who... Pardon my computer. It's talking.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
I see this website that you sent my way. She's a radical feminist, self-proclaimed radical feminist, food activist, environmentalist, and she wrote a book called The Vegetarian Myth, Food Justice and Sustainability. Very interesting character, this lady. It would be
she
easy.
She has a lot of very strong beliefs. Yeah, for sure.
It would be easy to dismiss her out of hand. Because, you know, we're not necessarily into radical feminism here, but I tend to, and I think, and Super Don, I think you'll appreciate this, we tend not to dismiss people just because of whatever label they have been given, or even if they self-proclaim it. We want to find out what's going on below the surface, so to speak, to say, hey, what is it that may be valuable and valid? Where can we find levels of agreement? And, of course, that upsets people that just want to be upset and angry all of the time.
That's totally true. I mean, some people are in it just to yell and debate and try and be the one who wins the argument and stuff. And, you know, that's unfortunately the majority of the stuff that you see online or on the news. Like we were talking about yesterday, it's causing everybody to, you know, rip their hair out and want to jump off a cliff because of everything that's going on right now.
Yeah. So, Captain, what do you think about, did you actually see or listen to an interview? Does she come across as a stereotypical, if there is one, angry feminist?
Well, I'm not going to get too much into profiling and stereotypes. As a marketer at heart, I'm pretty quick to profile audiences. Anyways, mm-hmm. Here's what I loved about this conversation, though. She brought up some really interesting things that I feel like we need to talk about. And one is that she was a vegan for many years and an ideological vegan, in addition to feeling that it was, you know, healthy for her body, but also that we were going to save the planet. And a lot of vegans, especially millennial vegans, the conversation on YouTube is about how meat, processing meat for our consumption is killing the planet. That for every burger you eat, you know, so much water was wasted and chemicals were used, and, you know, in addition to animals being hurt and tortured in the process, which I agree that any type of large factory meat production is extremely inhumane and ultimately ends up producing something that's not very healthy for you.
Sure.
But a lot of vegans are touting this line that, you know, the best, quickest solution is to just stop eating meat completely, switch to an all-vegetarian vegan diet. And then even if it's mass-produced or GMO or Monsanto stamped and approved, we're all going to be better off. And she had this radical conversion, and she was like, wait a minute, not only is my body super sick and unhappy with me, but could big agra actually be the thing that is doing the most damage to our planet?
Wow. All right. Yeah, see, we can find a level of agreement there, no question. I've often thought of, you know, where the cognitive dissonance occurs with the vegans that will not, you know, endorse organic, small family farm type agriculture in support of their desire to eat lower on the food chain, if you will, and yet still embrace chemically grown foods, GMO foods. Well, they're still vegetables, so that's okay. And we've seen the poisoning of the planet through synthetic chemistry of the 20th and now 21st century. And I've argued that that's a bigger issue than whether you're a meat eater or not.
Well, and she was so spot on with talking about the whole history of how we've developed big agriculture, that it was post the war and needing to do something with all of these chemical plants and factories and laboratories that had been created to create really awful weaponry in the war. And, you know, there was nothing left to be done with them other than to, oh, maybe we can spray this stuff as pesticides because it kills things.
Well,
and we have all these laboratories. Let's work on the genome of a cucumber and see what we can do to it.
Right. Well, it's the bomb-making machinery that was converted into bombing the planet, you know, the agricultural, if you will, the chemical fertilizers, which led to the chemical pesticides as well. And, you know, she talks in terms of her radical feminism about hyper-masculinity. You know, and we've stood up for men here to be men, but at the same point, we recognize that men left without any feminine, let's say, limitations, abject destruction, no concern, want of destruction, no concern for what happens tomorrow. And so that's an imbalance. And I talk about, you know, creation itself, at least here in the lower worlds on planet Earth, we're in the worlds of duality, you know, right, left, up, down, light, dark, good, evil. And I don't look at good, evil in reference to men, women, or vice versa. But we recognize, and you know, whether you have a psychological training, psychology training or not, even spiritually, that we all have masculine and feminine parts of ourselves. And if we get too radically, you know, far into one versus the other, an imbalance occurs. But in a male body, typically you have more of that masculine. If you want to go in hormone discussion, we go into testosterone versus estrogen. That changes. In fact, we talked about brain shifts in childhood, how estrogen may be protective of the brains and nervous system of girls who suffer autism far less frequently than boys who have more testosterone in development and their brains are different. And again, so there are, we acknowledge differences. But in terms of what she's discussing, which immediately for those that are not radical feminists might be off-putting as she talks about the evil of men, I kind of step out of the male male, female, and men, women perspective and look at masculine, feminine, because recognizing we all have aspects of that, both of those things in our realities. So she does talk about the fact that, you know, at the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, there were 1 billion people on planet Earth, and now there are 7 billion. And she gets it right. She says the reason this has happened is because of oil. So she's very astute in that observation, and I agree with her. We've talked about it with Liam Sheff. Without oil, we could not sustain the population artificially this way. And, my gosh, we're about out of time this Freshman Friday segment. There's no question I'm not letting you go. That's not me chaining you to the show, but we've got to talk about this when we come back at the top of the next hour for Freshman Friday Part 2, because this is a very important discussion, okay?
Yes. Let's do it.
All right, stand by. We're going to go. There's a story about doctors in Florida now being able to ask you about firearms. Ooh, this is bad, or is it good? We're going to find out after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super D, make sure we don't forget to bring Freshman Friday Captain Morgan back on next hour, okay? Just in case I get distracted.
Yeah. Good conversation today so far.
Dude, and it's only just warming up. We got some stories to cover, though, first, and we're going to get to some questions of the day, or at least one later in the program as we head into a delicious, hopefully delicious weekend for everybody. Fireworks, no firearms. That's the subject right now.
This is an interesting, listen, this particular topic that this story is centered around is something that has been in the news for a while now. It's been going back and forth and in the courts and yada, yada, yada. And it's an interesting, I don't know, I can see both sides of the issue on this particular thing, but it just, on the surface, seems weird. Could you imagine going into your doctor, hey, doctor, you know, I got a kind of a pain in my side. Well, does this hurt here? Not here. Okay, let me take your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's check your temperature. How's your gun feeling?
How's your gun feeling, right? Yeah, that's the question. The courts, challenged in the courts the ruling. I guess it was a bill in Florida that Governor Scott signed some time ago about doctors cannot ask patients about, you know, if they have firearms or not. And immediately was challenged by different groups. And, you know, I've said this about going to the doctor. I don't want the doctor asking my kids about whether we have firearms or not. Now, of course, if they listen to the show, they might figure it out, right? Just like with Ty Bollinger, everybody else on here. But at the same time, these are licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state, right? This is just not like your buddy saying this or, you know, just a casual conversation. This is like something that could eventually fall under, I don't know, the auspices of, oh, you've come to see a licensed doctor of the pharmaceutical state, and you have a firearm, and you have children, I think we're going to take those kids away. Now, lest you think I'm exaggerating for effect or talking slippery slope, this already exists in terms of another type of shot, the vaccination, the needles, right? That if you're not doing or willing to do that for your kids or allow them to do it, that they often, well, I don't know how often it is, it depends on where you are, will contact Child Protective Services. So the question is it unreasonable of me as a parent to say, you know what, I'm concerned that if you start asking my kids about firearms, whether they know what they're saying or not, it could end up risking my children, right? And not because of the firearms, but because the state says, oh, I don't want kids around firearms. Not the parents to decide that. You see what I'm saying here? Now, the argument here, Super Don, I acknowledge this, is a First Amendment argument that you can't prohibit a doctor from asking about it, right? And I get that because, as you said, it's kind of a mixed bag here. I'm not against freedom of speech. If a doctor wants to ask you about it and you're like, screw you, doc, I'm going to find another doctor and let the doctor figure out who his clientele will be or her clientele will be based on that. But to have it mandated to ask the question, I think that's problematic. And also, the risk associated with a doctor who's an Uber lib turning the parents in to Child Protective Services for simply having a protected right being exerted in that, the right to keep and bear arms.
No, look, and I get that. And it depends a lot on the situation. I mean, let's say somebody's got some severe mental issues and they're kind of psychopathic or whatever, you know, those people you probably would be like, you know, maybe they shouldn't have a firearm, right? So if a doctor or psychiatry or psychology or whatever, you know, wanted to know this, I can understand the reasoning behind that. But, a pediatrician or an internist or something like that, right. You know, I don't know that that's necessary. And listen, if I went in to go see a doctor and the doctor said, do you have any firearms? Well, guess what? I can say no, even if I do, right?
Well,
I
mean, it's not like your business, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but again, you might decide based on the question that that's not the doctor for you, and that's
sure.
Cool. Now, what do we say about Texas doctors? What about doctors in Texas? Because there's no question what the answer to the question is, right? So why do you
pretty
even
much,
ask the question?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I would see a doctor of chiropractic in Texas. That's, you know, let's say you have pain in your ribs. Along your left ribs, and the doctor chiropractor says, well, where do you wear your firearm? Oh yeah, I have a holster that's right over my left ribs. You know, that's an appropriate asking to the question because you're diagnosing an ache because of the
way
the
doctor could prescribe you a better holster.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, why not wear it on your hip or something? But again, the interesting thing about this is it becomes a First Amendment issue, and I get that. I don't need to have them ban doctors from asking the question. I would elect to say, you know what, I'm not going to that doctor if that doctor is interested in this. Again, the bigger question for me, the concern I have, is that, of course, they are licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state. Where does it lead in terms of Child Protective Services interventions? All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a real spin media alert on the vaccine issue. We talked about less than 50% effective. How are they spinning it? We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1 3D glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Despite what you hear in the mainstream media, we actually love science here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm an avowed egghead. I am. I know. I don't like to admit it. But and Super Don, being the real skeptic that he is, also has a great mind to pick apart things and claims and, you know, that which is reasonable, that which is more authoritarian and, you know, the religiosity associated with what science has become, especially when it relates to vaccines more than almost anything else. And we approach this thing, and we used to feel like we were all alone, but now we're seeing articles of people writing about this and pointing this out, and it's becoming, I think, and I hope, much more obvious the way they're treating the vaccine issue, more like a religion than real science. And our good friend Aaron Elizabeth over at Health Nut News has covered an article that I really like here. I'm glad you found this, Super D. hearing for science teacher suspended after bringing up vaccine side effects on product info sheet. Now, I'm thinking, wait a second. Why was there a hearing scheduled to begin with? It's suspended. Maybe that's a good sign. I'm not sure yet. But what did he do? What did a science teacher do? This is in Ontario, Canada. Simcoe. I don't know, for all our Canadian listeners, how far is that from Toronto? I don't know. I've looked it up. But he's a science teacher, biology teacher, physics teacher in Norfolk, apparently up there in Canada. And he is awaiting a disciplinary hearing because of what? He had a dispute, this is according to the claims, that a dispute with public health nurses over the administration of vaccines.
Ooh.
Yeah. But what did he do? Did he wear a placard and say, don't get vaccinated, vaccines equal death? I mean, did he sing a song? I mean, what was it that caused this dispute, right? And I think that's a reasonable question to ask. Because, you know, there's guidelines for what you can and can't do, I know, in a school, right? But the vaccination clinic that they had on March 9th of 2015, so this is almost 2 years ago now, we're just learning about this now. This guy, this science teacher, which I wish I had a science teacher like this way back when in high school. I may have one or two. But this guy, Sullivan, he said, hey, this is a great opportunity to educate students about science and teach them critical thinking skills. I love teachers that think like that. Just like when we cover stories or have questions of the day or we do goofy, silly things or maybe even downright stupid things, we'll talk about them on the air even if they're embarrassing to us because they're teaching opportunities, right? So a teacher that thinks this way, I think, is thinking a lot about those children he's entrusted with to help them grow up to be rational thinking adults. And so he goes in this vaccination day or whatever, he actually approached the nurses and said, hey, do you mind if I have some product information sheets for those vaccines that we're talking about you're going to be given today? And they gave it to him. And then he read the potential side effects to his students. And, of course, they include, in rare cases, vasculitis, Guillain-Barré, encephalopathy, and in the case of MMR, vaccine death. I mean, he's not making this up. He's reading the vaccine inserts. And, you know, the students were probably shocked because how often do the nurses actually tell him? And he asked, hey, nurses, do you inform the students about this? This is right in that insert. Oh, no, we don't say anything about that. So everything that he's done thus far seems pretty reasonable to me.
There's nothing here that he's done that I, you know, anybody reasonable would think is wrong.
But there's the key word, reasonable. Is it reasonable? Was it reasonable? 2 days later, he was asked to meet with the school principal, informed he was being written up for, quote unquote, harassment of the health unit nurses. Harassment.
Oh. Harassment.
Harassment. Was it sexual harassment? No. What was the harassment? Well, they're saying that when he went to the cafeteria with the information that they claim he told the students not to get vaccinated or suggested that they shouldn't because they would, you know, potentially die as a result of the vaccination. But did he actually say that? According to what I understand, he read the inserts. That wasn't his language. You know, I guess they're trying to nitpick on everything because he left the class unattended when he went back to the cafeteria. And
well, I mean, look, I'm looking through this. One of the other things they're accusing him of doing is he attended the school's cafeteria a third time and accused a public health nurse of hiding information from him about the content of the vaccines.
Well, I guess the demeanor could be an issue if you say, well, he was belligerent and nasty to him. I mean, but even that, it's like you got adults here talking to one another. I think the real issue is pretty clear to me that they're very upset that he actually brought out information that might cause the kids to pause. But I still like this guy. I like him being belligerent and standing up to say, you know, what's right to do here is to reveal all the potential effects. That's what we call fully informed consent. And that's scientifically substantiated, validated, and it's just right in terms of a code of morals or ethics in this case. And for him to be brought up on whatever they're trying to bring him up on, I don't know. I mean, I think they're being a little bit unreasonable here based on what I've heard so far.
Well, he violated that code that is kind of the unwritten code that, you know, you don't say these sorts of things because, you know, obviously they were trying to get the kids vaccinated. So he kind of threw a monkey wrench in the whole thing. I could see how he might have ruffled some feathers there.
Sure. No, I do. And I like that kind of ruffling. I think it's for the benefit of these students to learn how to, again, grow up and be rational thinking adults with the ability to question things. And so during the inquiry, I believe it was in the interview when they're asking him about this, he asked these poignant questions. When did it become unprofessional to read a label to a class, right? When did it become harassment to ask a nurse about the side effects of a medical product? When did it become harassment to ask if nurses were honoring their professional ethic of informed consent? See, that's what I'm thinking. If he asked that question, then they said, oh, he's harassing us and accusing us of hiding something, right? Because he asked a question like that. And so it's unprofessional, according to the Ontario College of Teachers, to ask questions about vaccines or if students are being properly informed prior to a medical procedure such as vaccination. So to me, this guy's more of a hero and should be lauded. And again, we weren't there to witness it. I mean, if you want to nitpick if he had a tone in his voice or something, but then you're dealing with snowflake nurses that can't handle, you know, genuine interaction.
Right.
Right.
Well, it'll definitely be interesting. We'll have to make sure that we follow this and see how this ends up, because this would be a good guy to get on the show, wouldn't it?
Definitely. I would love to talk to this guy. I don't know how we can reach out to him. I know it's been a while since this happened, but, you know, perhaps we can get an update like that. But, yeah, we're in praise of the teachers, and whether they be scientists, teachers or not, that encourage critical thinking skills among our youths, as it was said in My Cousin Vinny. Ute? What's a ute?
Utes? What's a ute?
All right. Yes. Youths. All right. Well, hey, you know what? We've got a follow-up on a story we did yesterday about the flu shot. Remember we were doing the 48th percentile they were claiming effective this year?
Yes, well, yes. And I've seen that. It's been talked about. One of the headlines that I saw this morning kind of went along with what we talked about yesterday. It was saying that the CDC revealed statistics that shows that it is only 48% effective.
Right. Yeah. So, right. How do you turn that, though, into a positive, a net positive? Because, you know, as we covered it, and I think a lot of people who have critical thinking skills are going to go, dude, it's less than half effective, as we talked about the parachuting out, you know, I'm going to buy the parachute from the company. It says, yeah, we're 48% effective, but we're up from 13% last year, right? And so, due to that, Superdon has come up with another mini theme song here about spin doctoring the news to make it look like vaccines are better than they actually are. Here we go. Yeah, and I'm a bit dizzy on this one, Super D. The headline should read, of course, flu vaccines only 48% effective. I mean, even if you're going to positively spin that, which is not really spin, to say, hey, it's up from last year, you might try that. But this is where they went. They said flu-related doctor visits cut by 48% thanks to vaccine, study finds. Really? Is that what the study found? I don't think anywhere in that study that was found.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, some people might look at that study and say, well, gee, are you a glass half empty or half full kind of a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, well, you know, at least it's cutting doctor visits by 48%. But, you know, the problem you have to look at here is that means that 52% of the people are still going to the doctor. And this is a vaccine that everybody's getting every year. They're pushing it on the kids and the old people and the pregnant people and all that kind of stuff with no mention of any of the downside of the vaccine.
Because there isn't. And if there is, we're going to call you out on it for saying it. Don't read the inserts, right? And you know what was interesting in one of the periscopes of the, I think it was the meeting with Trey Gowdy, the other day, where they had Tony Muhammad and RFK Jr. was there. I don't know if Dell was in on that one, but Nico LaHood was there. It was so great what I was witnessing. And, you know, RFK Jr. and another man there, I don't know who that was talking about how the burden of proof in terms of determining vaccine injury, if you go to the vaccine court, and I bring this up, it'll make sense in a moment, was on the patient or the family or who they hired to say, hey, this indeed was a vaccine injury. Now, as you would think, rational human beings would think, remember we just read the inserts and said, oh, look at all of these side effects, and you happen to present with one of the side effects that's on the vaccine insert, and you would go to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program court and say, look, this is what the vaccine was in the insert. It says this is what happened to me. And they go, no, that's inadmissible. I don't know. You probably didn't see that, Super Don. You're like, wait a minute. That's inadmissible?
No, I missed that. Yeah.
That's the insert. Well, guess what, folks? The National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program relieved the vaccine manufacturers of all liability. All liability for injury or death due to the vaccine. Therefore, anything they acknowledge in their inserts that validate a specific side effect or direct effect, a toxic effect of the vaccine, is not admissible in vaccine court. So here's the other layer of this. Let's say you went through everything and you reached the high hurdle to prove in this case, this vaccine caused this for this child, and you get compensated. And then the next case rolling through is almost a mirror image of the case that just got compensated. And you come in and you say, hey, look, it's in the vaccine insert. They say no. And then you go, wait, hey, look, the guy that just came before me, it's the exact same thing. Nope. You got to start from scratch and prove from zero to that it happened.
So there's basically no precedence in this court.
No precedent setting allowed.
At all.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything is shielded, shut down, covered up, and made as if it didn't happen. And so, again, shows you the level of injustice that is happening. Certainly that was not the intent initially, but that's what's happened. Hi, Robert Scabell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, folks, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty ring out around the world. And with that, Super Don, I know we're midstream, and we just caught up in the topic because it's getting so deep here. First with the guy that can't read the insert, and then he's called into question. He may be in trouble at school. And then we got the spin doctoring of the flu shot and how, you know, it becomes, hey, there's 48% fewer doctor visits, right? As if they really want that, right? Because how do they make their money? By bringing you back in for more shots or more drugs. So it's all spin doctoring. And by the way, that 48% effective is not total. It's an average. If you go to the 9 to 17 year age group, they say it's only 32%. If you go to 18 to 49, it's only 19%. You know, so even 65 and up, it's not at 46%. So it's just nonsense. And remember, the flu is not what they say it is. They don't actually analyze your blood and take titers to say, oh, it's definitely this strain of flu that's happening. If they do, it might be PCR, which finds a fragment of unknown genetic material and amplifies it hundreds of millions of times to find out what may have been there 10 years ago, right? So, again, more of the garbage coming out of the mainstream media. So, anyway, on the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Unconstitutional Kangaroo Court, the fact is you cannot bring these things up. You can't read an insert in the court and say, that's the record, this is what happened to my kid. Isn't that amazing? Just amazing how great government is working for the people.
That's crazy. Like I said, I mean, could you imagine if there was a car and they sold a car and said, by the way, this car can explode and kill you, and you're driving the car and the car explodes and your family goes to court and says, well, they said that it could explode and kill. No, sorry. No, that's not. Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe that.
Right. So, folks, again, that's why you don't want to rely upon the government or a government-sanctioned alleviation of liability for the drug or vaccine industry, in this case, to protect you. And, again, efficacy in flu? No. You need silver hydrosol. You need beta-1-3-D glucan. Beta-glucan, you know, do the lozenges or they have the form you just, the tablets that you swallow. I'm sorry, the capsules. I'm losing my mind here because I'm so upset about this vaccine story again. It gets me crazy. Anyway, let's take a breather. I need some CBD. Maybe it's time for a cannabis update.
Prostitute on the left hand side. Yeah! Prostitute on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Wow, this is like one of those hell freezes over cannabis updates, because, you know, Texas is, southern, conservative. They still have the Bible Belt people that still, for some reason, are duped, and they still believe, cannabis is the devil's weed. So it's a little bit different culturally there to legalize or even decriminalize cannabis, right? This is shocking. Texas cops hit the state capitol recently in support of pot decriminalization. Am I reading this right? Is this a spoof? They're supporting House Bill 81.
No. And this is the reason why, really, I was making a point of this, because Texas is one of those states where they've been really fighting hard, and there's a lot of opposition to it. But apparently, yesterday, there was a coalition of police officers and judges that went to the Texas State Capitol in support of this House bill, which would remove the threat of arrest and jail time and a criminal record for possession of up to an ounce of cannabis, mm-hmm. and replace that with a civil fine instead.
So it just becomes a tax, but you can go
basically,
on your
yeah.
way.
Yeah, you get a ticket.
It's a step in the right direction. I mean, I'm not into fining people for having a plant like this, but I get it. This is a big move for Texas, and the fact that the cops are now getting behind it. They're like, this is ridiculous, because they know how ridiculous it is. These are nonviolent, so-called drug offenses, but I'm going to call them nonviolent botanical offenses. What? Did you offend a botanical? No, you offended somebody who doesn't like the botanical. So we're issuing you a citation. But, House Bill 81 is a step that's pretty shocking. I don't know if it's going to pass. I don't know what the state level of support is. But it looks like two-thirds of Texans, 68%, would support reducing the penalty for low-level cannabis possession to a citation. So there is significant support. We'll see where that goes, and, we'll report back to you on it. But, again, still a stunning development in Texas to move things in the right direction. So, hey, it's happening. It's happening. Cannabis is no longer as devilish of a devil's weed in Texas, perhaps.
Well, it's taken some time, but we're starting to see results now from the hard work that people have put in for decades.
Excellent. All right, we're up against the break here. We got a news break. Y'all stick around. We got Captain Morgan coming back. I remembered Super Don. Freshman Friday Part 2, or however long we have to go. We're getting into agriculture, over-farming issues, global population issues. Oh, my gosh, this is serious stuff. But because it's Freshman Friday, we're going to do it, and we're going to be okay. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.